particular club. I shudder as the memory of finding that envelope hits me full force. That damn piece of paper is what set this wild plan in motion. If I hadn't found that letter, I wouldn't have told Jude about it. Then Jude wouldn't have been inspired to talk to his recruiter friend for me, and I'd still be in my safe, oblivious bubble. I miss that fucking bubble. 6 months ago, I was living a charmed life as a professional soccer player. I'd finally earned my stripes as a center back for the Seattle Sounders, and they'd upgraded my contract and salary in a big way. I'd just purchased my first apartment with a killer view. I bought a new car. I was hitting nightclubs with the team, and girls were on constant rotation. I had the world by the soccer balls. Then my mom called, told me my dad was in a horrible car accident. Killed instantly. Didn't suffer. Life had done a 180 on me. The next day, I was on a plane back to Boston and peeling my mom off the bathroom floor. I'd never seen her so distraught. So here I was, 24 years old, and helping her into the shower while talking to the funeral home to decide what kind of urn I should put my cremated dad in. How the fuck does life prepare you for that? Then the funeral director asked me to gather some old pictures for the wake. My mom was in no position to help, so as I was digging through old boxes, I stumbled upon an aged envelope addressed to a man named Vaughn Harris in England. Knowing my mom went to college in England and worked there for many years after, I had a bad feeling. I opened it up, and the hits just kept on coming.
Dear Vaughn, an old school letter feels so formal, but every time I try to pick up the phone to call you, I can't seem to find the nerve. I think I'm too scared to hear your voice. So I'm hoping I'll have the courage to send this, and you'll know I'm pregnant with your son. It doesn't get much more dramatic than that, does it? Except it does, because I'm back in the U.S. now, and you're still in London. Another complication is the fact that you're already raising 5 children on your own. I came to tell you about the baby before I left for my new job in Boston, but you were in the middle of a massive fight with your eldest son, and there was so much pain in both your voices, so much hurt and loss. I couldn't stomach the idea of adding more to your plate, so I left without telling you. And that's wrong. I know that's wrong. I've spent the past 8 months watching this baby grow inside my belly and hating myself for not telling you. However, I can't get over the fact that it's been 6 years since Vilma died, and there's still so much agony in your eyes, in your home, and with your children. Vilma was my best friend, but she was the love of your life, and a mother that 5 children lost much too young. You do not need this complication in your lives. And maybe that's okay, because I've met someone. His name is Jerry, and he's in accounting at my new job. He's wonderful and kind and sweet and safe. But most especially, he's not still madly in love with his wife that died years ago. I'm sorry if that comes across as harsh, but it's the truth. You and Vilma were soulmates. I knew that the night I saw you two meet in that London pub. And if I'm being honest, I knew it the night you and I slept together. You were in pain, and I feel awful that I took advantage of that. Which is why I think it's best if we go our separate ways. Jerry and I are getting married. He loves me so much, and I love him, and he's excited for the baby. He's always wanted to be a father, and I know he'll be a great one. And I want my baby to grow up with 2 parents. That's important to me after losing my own father much too young. I know that might not be fair to you, but you have your own children to focus on, and I hope you can respect my decision on this. So please don't call. Don't write. Just try to understand that with you in the UK and me in the US, this is what's best for everyone. I truly do want the best for you, Vaughn, and all your children. I hope eventually you can heal with your family and begin a new life with a love like I have been blessed with. All the best. Jane.
The letter was dated 1 month before my birthday, so I knew without a shadow of a doubt that my mother was talking about me, and I knew my mom had gone to college and worked in London for many years before I was born. She never spoke of it much,